You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side studios for hour number three. Local, state, and national, man. We cover down on all of it, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome again to hour number three, like I said, and we're gonna jump into dipper number three. So I'm calling this one Hold My Beer. I mean, how many bad things have happened when old boy starts off with, ooh, watch this, hold my beer. We need a sound effect. I don't know what kind of sound effect we could have, Boomer. Can we find the perfect sound effect of someone going, ooh, hold my beer?
Oh, we could absolutely find one of those.
There's got to be. There's got to be one out there.
And then just somebody going,
Okay, that sounds like an episode of South Park now. But, okay, or Beavis and Butthead. All right, hey, so hold my beer is... That's a thing that happens when somebody sees something that's just all jacked up and they look at it and go, no, that's no. All right. I got this. Hold my beer. And you wade right in. All right. You don't want to spill a drop. So you hand your beer off to somebody and you just get on in there and have at it. Well, several have at it have taken place here of late. And I laughed when I saw a few of them. And I tell you what, in the spirit of the hold my beer, we got to play a couple of clips first. Boom, you got that longer one. So all right, we played this. How long has it been, Boomer? We talked about it. May, is it
back in May?
May. Mm-hmm. All right, this one won great acclaim. This is in the spirit of hold my beer. I have to start off with a lighter moment. Hit it, buddy.
The United States of America, most powerful country on this planet. And it's not because we have more money or we're better looking. No. It's because we have something in this country they don't have in other countries. That's right. I'm talking about rednecks. Good old boys with an arsenal in their basement that have been waiting for just such an occasion since 1775. Oh, believe me, foreign troops land in the South, there'll be a line of pickup trucks and NASCARs heading down I-95. Marines will show up 3 hours later, nothing but beer cans and shotgun shells. What the hell happened here? War's over, baby!
That's awesome. So, yes, I mean, that's in the spirit of here, hold my beer, we had to play that one. Just an epic clip. I'm so glad you found that. You resurrected that one today. What brought that to mind? The Hold My Beer?
Hold My Beer. just the title, Hold My Beer, and then I went looking for it.
All right. So in the spirit of Hold My Beer, several things have happened. I'm going to go with the Trump story first. I love this. This is a classic Trump moment. So the other day, when Trump was not at the debate, he was in Detroit. All right. So in the past... I mean, first of all, I can look at the boldness of a politician going in the places where they're not deemed most comfortable and standing up under it and speaking truth, all right? It's why, like, when you see Biden not wanting to go to the southern border, it's because he's scared of being there. When you see Trump going to the UAW strike up in – he's not going up there to stand in solidarity. He's watching this situation. He's seeing the auto workers going on strike, but he's also hearing them complain that a part of the problem is that all of their jobs are getting shipped out. And oh, by the way, one of the biggest pushes for electric vehicles, they believe, is crushing their industry and they're going to lose their jobs. So what does Trump do? He basically does the political version of hold my beer. Trump went to Michigan, waded right into the fray, and got in there and just slammed Joe Biden's electric vehicle mandates, equating it to an assassination of the American automotive industry. I got this one from the Post-Millennial, dated 2 days ago. Here's his quote. He says, Biden, his mandate, it's not a government regulation. It's a government assassination of your jobs and your industry. He said the auto industry is being assassinated. Trump told the crowd that the happiest day when you buy an electric car is the first 10 minutes you're driving it. After that, panic sets in because you're wondering, where the heck am I going to charge this thing? Trump called out major American automakers, citing billions of dollars lost on electric vehicles, asking, why are they all agreeing to this? The Biden by the way, I was driving down the road with Charlene the other day, and I asked the same question. Why are they agreeing to this? Why do the automakers let themselves get pushed around like this? Some of them are doing it because there's money involved. So there's that. But the Biden administration set a goal of having over 50% of all new vehicle sales be electric in the next 7 years. So here's what Trump does. He goes and he speaks. He tells them he's killing your jobs. And then as a coup de grace, basically the hold my beer moment, he says, so get your union guys and your leaders to endorse me. I'll take care of the rest. That's awesome. That is a classic Trump moment. That's also a hold my beer moment. That's called seeing something out there. And you know what? I'm going to go step right on in it with both feet. Matt Gaetz, you got that second clip? Let's laugh for another 13 seconds because that's a very short clip. Matt Gaetz, never one known to mince his words. A member of the Freedom Caucus from Florida, Matt Gaetz, dealing with the Senator Menendez corruption scandal, went to the floor of the Senate, or the floor of the House, excuse me, and spoke about this the other day, except that somebody got hold of it and put his, it sounded just like Jerry Seinfeld. Somebody realized it and put the theme song from Seinfeld over his words, and it came out pretty darn good. Play it, bud.
We are devaluing American money so rapidly that in America today, you can't even bribe Democrat senators with cash alone. You need to bring gold bars to get the job done, just so that the bribes hold value.
which is a political insult on the floor of the House in a major hold my beer moment. That was what that was. You just got to laugh. I mean, so Matt Gaetz knows exactly what he's doing. He's going to the floor. He's making the point about corruption. And somebody caught it. Did his voice sound like Seinfeld to you? It did, didn't it? And he could have been Jerry Seinfeld up there. Good stuff. I got another one here. Have I got time? I do. I have time. I got another one here. This one cracks me up. So I even wrote an op-ed on this. I talked about it on the show. I found it to be derisive, insulting, demeaning, a lack of decorum. I found it to be something that was offensive to the American conscience. I thought that it destroyed something about the trust that we place in politicians, about the sanctity of making our laws. The Fetterman Rule, they call it. The Fetterman Rule. Pray tell, what is the Fetterman Rule? The Fetterman Rule is apparently you can roll out of bed, throw on a hoodie, and a pair of gym shorts that looked like they were worn by Shaq in 1992, and just stumble on into the Senate looking like a hobo and do your job. Because, you know, it doesn't really have any great import. It's not like you're doing anything that affects the lives of millions of people every time you cast a vote. Hey, the Fetterman Rule. So the Fetterman Rule was put in place. That sucker didn't survive a week. Joe Manchin said, hold my beer. Joe Manchin got busy. Joe Manchin went and got Mitt Romney, who I'm not a fan of, but Mitt Romney nonetheless joined Joe Manchin on this, bipartisan. A unanimous resolution was passed because the rest of the Senate was like, no, that is not happening on our watch. No. And so they actually passed, and I've got to find what the acronym stands for. It's called the Shorts Act. The Shorts Act. Men have to wear a coat and tie and slacks and other long pants. Women have to dress appropriate for business attire. The sergeant at arms will enforce the dress code. And then Manchin says, so yeah, a week ago we learned that apparently there was not any written rule about what senators could and could not wear on the floor of the Senate. So we got together and decided to codify something and say, yeah, for 234 years we've been doing it a certain way and we're going to go right back to it. That was a classic case of people in bipartisan fashion deciding, you know what? Hold all our beers. We're stepping in. And they did. Schumer got his backside handed to him in a huge way. Huge. I mean, you talk about a revolt. Schumer did something that nobody liked. And oh, by the way, the rest of them said, nah, we ain't doing it. Tell you what, we got to go to a break right now. We'll take the break. We'll come right back. I'm in number three of the Triple Dipper. We're calling it Hold My Beer. Text messages coming in. The phones are ringing. Y'all, it's 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. What do you think? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, I got to tell you guys, so Southern Immediate Care, one of our sponsors, they are not only the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue at the beginning of the show, they are a sponsor of the show overall, Southern Immediate Care. So I know the guy that owns this chain of clinics that stretches all across North Alabama. I mean, talking to Gadsden, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area. Newest locations are in Chelsea and Hoover. Look, they are he's a Right Side ruffian, the guy that I know. I appreciate him. And he owns this great chain of clinics, and this is, by the way, who I use. And I'm not kidding when I say that, and it's been going on for quite a while before they ever advertised. Southern Immediate Care is where I go, and every time I walk in the door, it's clean. The staff is professional and friendly. You can get in and get out pretty easily. They'll take you as a walk-in. They'll take all ages. I'm talking about literally from, you know, pediatric all the way to geriatric, they'll take you. And it's 7 days a week, y'all. You wake up on a Saturday morning, somebody's sick, Southern Immediate Care, they're there for you. You look them up online, find the location nearest to you. And I'm just going to tell you, I think you'll be pleased. Southern Immediate Care, they are there for you 7 days a week, all ages. And if you go in there, do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate it. So I will go right now to the phones. Brian from Huntsville held on during the break. Brian, what's going on, man? How are you?
Doing okay, I reckon. And everything but Fetterman is getting me a little bit miffed.
Okay.
Because ever since I had to go home to work, as opposed to being in the office, I still dress every day like it is acceptable to the office. Even if I'm working from remote, which I am.
Yeah.
So... Why can't he just simply dress in front of everybody like it is expected?
Well, you know, there was some expectation that it was because of his physical disabilities. And I heard somebody else point out that Senator John McCain, who was tortured in Vietnam and held in solitary confinement for years and spent like 5 years in the Hanoi Hilton, he had injuries that still caused him pain to this day. And he put on a coat and tie every time he walked in that Senate chamber.
Indeed.
So, I appreciate you, man. Brian just mentioned there a minute ago was basically there's a measure of self-discipline that comes with dressing appropriately for the job. And if you've got a job that would require you to be in business dress, then, you know, you look for a dress down day once in a while, everybody gets it. But sometimes there's times when you have to dress the part and it means something. I got several text messages I'll jump over to real quick before I get too far down the line. John from Huntsville texted in something. What do we got here, John? Oh, he sent me a picture of a four-wheeler hanging off of somebody's roof line saying, this started with Hold My Beer. Shane Daddy from Gadsden. Hey, Shane Daddy. Shane Daddy says, so if it was unanimous, did Schumer and Uncle Festerman both vote for it or abstain, or was it a committee vote? You know, I don't have an answer for you there, but I do believe that Schumer was actually promoting it. He was talking about how it was important, and he was glad to see that a standard was being put in place. Great question. I said unanimous. I don't know if Fetterman voted for it himself or not. What else we got here? Francisco from Huntsville says, hey, you guys have a great weekend and go Dogs. Well, I'm Francisco, we appreciate you, man. War Eagle, there's that. But of course, Georgia's number one in the nation, so I say that yeah.
I would love it if you beat them.
Turn your mic on. Do what?
I said I would love it if you beat them.
I would love it if we beat them.
I'm just saying.
I think there's a lot of the Auburn Nation and a whole bunch of other people in the SEC
it's
and
just
around.
Just like anybody at number one, though. I always like to see the ones go down unless it's your team. You know, I get it. I get it.
I just want to see. I want to see Auburn in their building year have one of those moments. You know, and just one of those moments that says, "We are still in the fight." That's what I want to see.
Did you choose Auburn?
No.
Come on.
You turd. You had to ask me that on the air.
Yeah, I did. Come on. Go back and change it.
Bill from Huntsville says, "Phil, the spirit of Hold My Beer." Here's a classic redneck joke. He said, "What did the redneck say just before he died?" Hey, y'all, watch this.
Hey, y'all.
What did the redneck's cousin say this before he died? Oh, shoot, I can do that. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee, he chimed in again. He says, the Senate's a bunch of criminals. They might as well dress like one. Pat from Huntsville says we can get the hold my beer off of Deliverance. Is that in there? Was it Hold My Beer in Deliverance? I don't know. Maybe it was. There are other things in Deliverance I don't ever want to see again. Jeff from Green Hill, Alabama, says, still can't get over the monologue of yesterday. We never know what someone's going through. Need to be nice to each other. You could be the one that keeps somebody from committing suicide. Jeff, thanks, man. That was yesterday's monologue, which is always available, by the way, on the podcast. You go to our podcast, rightsideradio.org, or any podcasting source like Apple or Podbean or, you know, wherever. They're also all archived on YouTube. But thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. I felt led to do one that really was not political. It just talked about the fact that we are not supposed to walk through life alone. Skip from Tony, Alabama says, hey, Phil, two suggestions that courageous politicians could easily make happen. Number one, legislate illegal entry into our country into a felony. And two, put those who hire them on chain gangs building the wall till it's finished. There you go. I still kind of like Brian's thing, too. We can go ahead and give them a work visa as long as their work involves building the wall. I just find that to be novel. Novel in its approach. All right, we come right back. We're going to keep on going with this Hold My Beer segment. And I may have to wind up playing that comedian again because he was so dang good. But I got stories here, man. I got stories like, how about a bipartisan rebuke of efforts to house illegal immigrants? How about what happens when you make somebody buy a bunch of electric school buses? What happens, Secretary Granholm? And then how about when the thief returns to the scene of the crime because they forgot their cell phone? What happens next? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I hold my beer. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state, the most beautiful state in the nation, this one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show, man, goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. So I tell you who else covers some major ground, y'all. Oh, man, ZLA Solutions. They are way beyond our listening area. They're all over the place. But let me just tell you, they are doing an amazing amount of work to help folks make their businesses better. That's their mantra. We are going to make your business better. They will step in and help you with things like, you know, your quality control, your sorting and containment, logistics, warehousing, all kinds of stuff. They bring solutions. But what they also bring, though, is the ability to do their true bread and butter. The thing they're known for the most is staffing. If you need people, ZLA Solutions, they can help you find them. ZLA Solutions, look at their website, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, get you a few people or get you a whole shift of people. Doesn't matter what industry you're in. I like to say blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. So yeah, ZLA Solutions, you check them out. I know these people personally. I'm proud to speak for them. And I'll just tell you right now, if you go down there, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, and I get a kick out of it every time they tell me somebody does. All right, several text messages. John from Huntsville, he says, I didn't pick Auburn to win, but I have a feeling they are. All right, John, I'm with you, brother. I'm there. And then Missy from Falkville is telling me something. I'll have to check it out later, Missy. I apologize. I can't go there on the air right now. And then I go to my stories. So hold my beer. Hold my beer is a thing you say when you look at something, you go, that is not going to go. And you realize you're just going to have to get on in there feet first, and you tell somebody, hold my beer, I got this. Classic thing happened the other day. I love it when you see true bipartisanship, and it's on things that just make sense. Townhall.com. Katie Pavlich wrote this one up September 27th, 2 days ago. So as the endless immigration crisis continues, she points out, with upwards of 11,000 people crossing into the United States each day sometimes, Democrats are now proposing, wait for it, that national parks might be a good place to house illegals. Well, that makes sense because, you know, nobody wants to go enjoy our national parks, which, by the way, are set aside not just for the use and enjoyment, but to help preserve pristine areas of our country and the natural beauty of our nation. Have you seen what's happening with the southern border? Have you seen the images? By the way, where are the climate screamers? Where are they? Where are the screechers that talk about the Green New Deal? Where is Biden's? I tell you what, when Biden gets his new conservation corps stood up, their first project should be to go down there and pick up all the crap laying on the ground at the southern border. It has been trashed, and not a little bit trashed. Can you imagine what's going to happen if you start turning our national parks into hobo camps? It's not going to be good. Well, here, hold my beer. So the plans were detailed on the House Natural Resources Committee just this past week, and immediately a bipartisan lawsuit was filed. And I don't mean like a group of people in the community. I'm talking about Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, who is a Republican, joined Councilwoman Joanne Areola of Queens, joined Assemblywoman Jamie Williams, a Democrat of Brooklyn, and a bipartisan group of elected officials, and they filed a lawsuit to block New York City from being able to use Brooklyn's Floyd Bennett Field or other parks that are part of the Gateway National Recreation Area. That's all of like Staten Island and all of that. They're talking about taking these beautiful parks and turning them into, a homeless encampment. I mean, that's asinine. But I so appreciate the fact that we had a group of elected officials, Democrat and Republican, that got together and went, hold my beer. And they just went at it, and they filed an immediate lawsuit seeking to have this matter enjoined. Next story that I love. Okay. Some people, you just look at it and go, stupid is and stupid does. So you know the deal. We have out-of-control DAs, liberal policies in some of our major urban areas, causing massive problem. And it says here in this article from PJ Media dated yesterday, Liberals convince naive Americans to vote them into office, and then those same citizens watch in horror when their cities disintegrate into leftist lava. They cut police funds so crime rises. They insert leftist mayors, judges, city officials, school boards, so criminals are arrested and then quickly released again to terrorize law-abiding citizens. Earlier this month, it says, a pair of self-serving criminals... Where are we here? I think we're in... is this San Francisco? I got to find the city. Darn it. But a pair of... Southern California, Premier Nail Supply. Okay, so Boomer, if you were to pick out something you thought would wind up being like a target of opportunity for criminals trying to do a smash and grab, would you put a nail supply store on there? Like, we're talking about like a nail salon where they go in to have pedicures and manicures.
No, I wouldn't put that on there. Well, actually.
What?
I'm not going to make a list and be like, that's my number one, but I could see why they would do that.
Pray tell, why would you see that?
Cash.
Oh, so you're thinking that the people that are bringing in their manicure and pedicure jobs are bringing in cash.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
It's not because they're out there stealing a whole bunch of like clippers and
I don't see clippers going on the nails. On the market behind.
I got 10 packs of false nails.
Listen, man. Hey.
Hey, buddy. You want to buy some false nails? I got some back here in the alley. Come on back. All right. So earlier this month, a pair of self-serving criminals robbed the Premier Nail Supply store in Southern California. The entire shoplifting robbery episode was on the store's surveillance camera. The owner and the cashier tried to chase the two criminals out of the store. And he goes on to point out, this does not seem like the kind of place you would typically rob, but they did get away with about $600 worth of merchandise, except that one of the perpetrators realized later she had left her phone. You can see where this is going.
Oh, yeah.
You can see where we're going now.
I can see where we're going now. That's funny.
And it says in the article from PJ Media, what to do? Well, one of the geniuses decided the best option was to return to the store and demand the store owner and cashier return her phone. Shockingly, it says they disagreed. Here, hold my beer. This time, they didn't get away. They jumped back in what they describe as a black fungus-colored SUV.
Fungus color.
And they got maybe a mile, but at that point, they were taken into custody, and the store owner was having none of it. None of it. All right, a couple more of these, and then we may have to just play one of those comedy clips again. But so. The push is on, man. E-buses. Boomer, the kids are getting, on up there to school age. I mean, little man,
he's going to school.
Now, y'all live, you got grandparents right there in the neighborhood with the school. But,
yes.
But if little man had to ride a school bus, would it work to ride an electric school bus?
I would demand it. Absolutely not.
Totally didn't see that coming. All right, here, hold my beer. All right, so there's a Democratic enclave in Wyoming, story here on Daily Caller, Dateline day before yesterday. The buses, they decided to purchase electric buses. They're going to reduce emissions. By the way, this is in Teton County, where they voted overwhelmingly for Joe Biden in the 2020 election. Yeah. Jackson, Wyoming, Teton County formed the Southern Teton Area Rapid Transit System, called START, and they bought 8 electric buses from a company which you may have heard of recently here on the show called Proterra. Proterra, was touted by Secretary of Energy Granholm. Their factory was toured by none other than Joe Biden. They were pushed as the way to save the world. The company is now bankrupt and all 8 buses are non-operable.
That's funny.
Someone is going to get in there and go, hold my beer, because I'm taking over your town because you don't deserve to be the mayor.
Wow.
So, it says Proterra in the town of Jackson did not respond immediately to requests for comment.
I'm sure.
But all 8 buses are now out of commission, and the manufacturer is no longer available to provide repair parts. I'd love to know. I don't see on here. I think it says they had $1.1 million in taxpayer funds used to buy the e-buses. And that's how things roll when you're in a Joe Biden town.
Wow.
Yes, indeedy. Penny from Athens says, this is how I see Fetterman with his mustache. What she got here? Like the fake strongman. And oh, yeah, he does. Well, you know what? The fake strongman looks a little better, and I believe he dresses neater. At least his clothes fit. So there's that. Thank you, Penny. Appreciate you. Well, listen, we're taking a break right now. We'll come back back. We're going to take the last break for the weekend because, you guys, it is Friday. But I've got the capstone story. It's the one that says, here's the true version of Hold My Beer. And it involves Donald Trump. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right, hitting go-home time right now on a Friday afternoon, and yeah, making common sense a superpower. Yeah, line one, is that Sparky? Sparky from Harvest is on line one. Hey, Spark, how you doing, man?
Hey, real good. Happy almost weekend. I know you got one more Hold My Beer segment to get to. I'll be real quick. Great show, you and Boomer, from top to bottom today.
Thanks,
all
man.
The topics, Mo Brooks, the leadership segment reminded me of my last uniform tour at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, at the Center for Army Leadership. I think you would have been very happy sitting in on one of the executive panels with that bunch of people.
Oh, wow,
but anyway,
yeah.
Great show. I've been painting the bedroom all day, and now I'm actually holding a beer.
Hey! So,
with that said.
Well, good on you, man. Have a great weekend, Sparky. We appreciate you, brother.
You too.
All right. That's good. And by the way, I'll go ahead before I get to the last couple of stories I've got here. Apparently the grades are in, John from Huntsville. The grades are in.
Yes.
He says, Boomer, you did a fantastic job today, so you get an A+, and you're tied for second with Mo Brooks. Phil, you did a fantastic job today, got to the third dipper way before I expected, so I gave you a massive amount of extra credit points, made your final grade an A++. Congratulations, Phil. You are today's winner. I can go into the weekend Feeling complete.
Feeling complete.
Yes. And now I wait with bated breath for my pick'ems to see how they do. Parts guy in Albertville says, e-buses. Albertville, Alabama City Schools is upgrading for some of them. I heard that, man. I heard that they were. Parts guy, let me know how that goes. And, oh, yeah, follow the money. I'm pretty sure those were bought with not just local tax dollars, but like federal grants and a DECA from Alabama getting in. Marcus from Huntsville says, I, for one, am ecstatic that California is going to push to electric school buses. That way, if anybody tries it in this state, we can prove the technology isn't ready yet. We don't have to waste our money. But, yeah, Marcus, you didn't hear the previous texter I just read. We already have, and I had it on the show a few weeks ago, we already have electric school buses in multiple places around the state because people think it's so cool. And, oh, by the way, the federal government is sending them the money to do it with. Let me go into my last couple. Hold my beer. Here's one for you. How about this? This could be a woke world segment. This could be a jackassery segment, but I'm going to stick it in the Hold My Beer segment. Story here from Fox News. Dated today. You may be interested to know that the American Anthropological Society and the Canadian Anthropology Society have both canceled a recent event at their joint conference, in which they would have studied the field of archaeological anthropology, where they try to identify skeletons found in the field by using skeletal evidence as to whether it's male or female. They canceled it because you can't look at a skeleton and tell if it's male or female because sex is not binary. I kid you not. They said that they had to go back and tighten up their review processes to make sure they had events that would not cause such offense in the future. They are getting skewered right now. The letter that announced the session being canceled said, "Dear panelists, we write to inform you that the request of numerous members, the respective boards of the two organizations reviewed the panel submission about, quote, why biological sex remains a necessary analytic category in anthropology." Because it's anthropology, that's why. It's the study of the human body in In response, the anthropologists who were slated to have spoken at the event have called the decision absolutely anti-science, and they said, "Hold my beer," and they wrote a joint letter that laid waste to some people who have totally got outside of the norm. But I'm going to end this whole segment on Hold My Beer with a beer segment or beer story that is the best. This is the one that inspired the entire Dipper. You may have heard that Dylan Mulvaney was put on a Bud Light can. Somebody tried the Hold My Beer and it didn't go so well. And then in the wake of all that, a guy who goes by the call sign of Conservative Dad formed a company called Ultra Right Beer. You may have heard about it. Started making some serious waves. It's called 100% Woke-Free Adult Beverage Company, launched after the Bud Light bombing of transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, is now claiming they have brought in a whopping $500,000 in just 12 hours. They made $500,000 in 12 hours after releasing a beer can with President Donald Trump's mugshot on it. Liberals took... Okay, we got two things here. One, Dylan Mulvaney went down in flames and took Bud Light with him. And then, at the same time, liberals thought, we're going to get the mugshot of Donald Trump, and we're going to put it out there, and everybody's going to, in the world's going to see. It's going to be a mugshot. And then Conservative Dad said, hold my beer. And so far, he's made $500,000 by using that mugshot. Not just that, though. Here's the deal. It says sales have been pouring in. They expect to make somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 million based upon sale projections right now. Ultra-Right Brands calls itself it will become the most collectible beer can in American history, they say. And not only is it fun, not only is it a hold my beer, I've got this, but 10% of the beer sales are being donated to the Georgia Republican Party's Legal Defense Fund to defend Trump and others from the Fulton County District Attorney who brought the charges that resulted in the mugshot. Nice. So the article ends on Daily Caller. You can see it if you want to on Daily Caller by saying, "Be proud, conservatives. Be very proud, because our swag is unreal."
I love that.
Is that not a good story?
I'm gonna go find it.
That's just I want to. If you find one, buy two. All right,
I'm gonna put them right here.
We'll put it right here on the shelf, right behind exactly. me. That's exactly right. I'm just saying the very idea that they thought they were gonna have something going on with Trump's mugshot. And then a conservative beer can that was formed in the wake of Dylan Mulvaney's demise.
Love it.
Is now raising millions of dollars.
Love it.
That part of which is going to go for the Legal Defense Fund that resulted in the mugshot. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Conservatives say, "Hold my beer. I got this." All right, folks, listen, you guys have an amazing weekend. Boomer and I have. Well, actually, Boomer's on vacation next week. Butters is sitting in.
That's right. Butters will be here next week.
All right. I'm not sure how I'm going to do it without my whoopee sitting right there. That's you. But
Butters is going to hold down the fort and all the buttons.
We'll get by, and you guys have an amazing time.
Yes, thank all right? you very
you
much.
And your whole whole extended family. I know going to the beach.
Woo.
And I pray that little Bitty drives well down to the beach.
Me too.
All right, y'all. We love you. Have a great time. We'll see you Monday.